Hey there, check out my new limited series podcast brought to you by Hello Hot Flash, and it's called Christian Women and Menopause, Strategies for Midlife Women Who Want to Know What the Bible Says About Menopause Symptoms Like Stress, Lack of Confidence, Anxiety, and Depression. This 21-episode limited series will drop one per day starting Tuesday, April 23rd. Check out Christian Women and Menopause on Apple or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Hey there, I'm Stephanie Shaw. Welcome to the Hello Hot Flash podcast, where midlife women can learn from guest experts and authors who discuss menopause and all that comes with this new chapter in our lives. Hello Hot Flash, where we learn to control the change and not let the change control us. Hey there, I am Stephanie Shaw. Welcome to another episode of Hello Hot Flash, where we help you control the midlife change. I'm flying solo once again today, and I have some exciting news for you. I am getting ready to launch a limited series podcast, and I 1,000,000% know that it is going to impact lives. I am so excited about this. So in the world of Netflix and in the podcasting world, there are these concepts called limited series. A limited series is just that, one subject or theme that comes out within or for a limited time. It's a predetermined story that starts and ends within a given set of episodes. Well, I decided to give Hello Hot Flash listeners a Menopause with a Twist limited series, and it will air on April 23rd. It's a deep dive into the one thing that changed everything when I was working to heal my body from perimenopause and all of the related symptoms like stress, anxiety, and lack of confidence. So you may be asking, what was the one thing? Well, the thing that made all the difference when it came to me being healed, it was my desire to take my relationship with God deeper. I had periods of fasting, praying, meditating, sharing the gospel, witnessing, and the list went on. I know God was not punishing me by allowing me to navigate illness and unemployment. I know that He was giving me an opportunity to draw closer to Him, and for that, I am eternally grateful. It's all in the way you look at things. Is it a punishment? Am I being sat down for a certain reason, or is He giving me an opportunity? And I saw perimenopause with all of my struggles as being an opportunity. During the limited series, I want to share my journey, that journey with you, so you can find relief from the impact that perimenopause has on your family, your friends, your place of business, and on you. I've spent the last couple of years talking about nutrition and exercise and mindset, and I'm going to keep doing that. But I know I would not be where I am if I did not strengthen my relationship with Jesus Christ. During that time, I read the book of Job a bunch of times. I worked through the book Draw the Circle by Mark Batterson 3 or 4 times by myself, with a group, with a small group, one-on-one with someone. And I studied the Bible, worshiped, and prayed my way to a healed body. I know some of us get healed on this side while others are healed on the other side. I also know that putting in the work or walking the path that God has designed for us is worth it no matter when or where the healing comes. So, with all of that in mind, I created a series titled Christian Women and Menopause. The limited series comes with a workbook where I teach you how to memorize scripture, set goals, and implement study habits, all focused on navigating menopause. Do you remember, I'm sure you do, the story of Paul and the thorn in his side? That thorn was very ambiguous, and I think that was on purpose, because if I'm feeling anxious, that could be my thorn. For Paul, you know, some folks say it was his vision that was going away. There's all these different theories about what his thorn was. But again, I think the Lord left that ambiguous so that we could implement ourselves in any part of that. You know, oh, this is my thorn in the side, this person in my life, or this anxiety I'm feeling, what have you. So again, Paul's thorn was very ambiguous. But do you remember the story in Luke 8:43 of the woman with an issue of blood? The issue of blood, at least to me, was slightly ambiguous. Paul, very ambiguous. The issue of blood, slightly ambiguous. In my mind, one of two things were going on. Either she was perimenopausal or she had cancer. Think about that. We're going to stick with the theory that she was perimenopausal because it went on for 12 years. I'm just going to go with that. You all give me some grace around that. So think about that. How cool is it that God put our story in His Word and shows us that healing is within reach? What did she do? She touched the hem of His garment. She reached out through the crowd, all of that faith, and touched the hem of His garment. And in the Word of God, it talks about a woman with an issue of blood. Woo! That's quite powerful. That verse helped me know that God saw me in all of this. That verse, the story about Hezekiah, those two things helped me navigate this time of life. And I kind of kept them on repeat. So again, that helped me know that God saw me. Think of that. Actually, had you thought of that? A menopause story for Christian women in the Bible. He pulled us out because He loves us so much. And He knew it was a lot going through menopause, right? So I want to know, can I count on you to join me for this 21-episode series? If you're all in, I do need some help from you. I need you to create teams of women, and before you even hit pause or like, I'm not doing that, it's super easy. You're going to just share this episode or share a link with folks. I need you to think of some women. So maybe that's a better word instead of creating teams. Think of some women who you are willing to share this series with. I'd ask you and them to download the episodes on April 23rd on Apple Podcasts. Again, what do you have to do? On April 23rd, head over to Apple, download all of the episodes, listen to one or two, and if it deserves a 5-star rating, please give it a 5-star rating. You can also share this episode again with your friends and family so that they can join and create teams of their own. The more people that download on April 23rd, the better opportunity is that this message will get in front of people across the world. So please share, download, listen, rate, and review on April 23rd. That date is very important. If we all do it on April 23rd, then we will be able to reach the masses. Again, it's called Christian Women and Menopause. If you're listening to this on April 16th, I think is the day that it will be live. It's not live yet. You won't be able to find it. It's in my secret archives. But jot down the name. Again, it's Christian Women and Menopause. Strategies for midlife women who want to know what the Bible says about menopause symptoms like stress, lack of confidence, anxiety, and depression. The only thing you have to remember is Christian women in menopause. But again, Christian women in menopause, strategies for midlife women who want to know what the Bible says about menopause symptoms like stress, lack of confidence, anxiety, and depression. Christian Women in Menopause will air April 23rd on Apple and Spotify, but I'm going to try to drive everyone to Apple just for that particular day. Once again, are accompanied by a workbook, and it'll include scriptures and tools to help you navigate stress, anxiety, depression, and build confidence. And all these scriptures, these tools, these strategies are directly aligned with the Word of God. I am so excited about this. So excited about this. And I hope you are too. To become a part of the team, head over to hellohotflash.com/team. So hellohotflash.com/team to join. One member of the promo team will win a gift card. So I'm giving cash out, or a gift card kind of cash, out to someone who is part of the team. What will happen is once you sign up, I'll just send you about 3, maybe 4 tops emails that simply says, it's coming. Here's a little bit more about it. It's coming. And all of this is free. So it's free to you, free to anyone you share it with. I'm just excited about getting the Word of God out about Christian women and menopause. And again, if He mentioned us in His Word and these symptoms that we're going through, that issue of blood, that is a true symptom for a lot of women that ends up, they ultimately end up having a hysterectomy, or there's other things that happen to them because they're going through this portion of menopause. So if he mentions this in his word, I think it's something that we should all share and lean into. All right. So once again, thank you so much for listening. And I'm excited to see how this goes. So mark your calendars, April 23rd, Christian Women and Menopause on Apple. Here's to your health. Hey there, check out my limited podcast series brought to you by Hello Hot Flash called Christian Women and Menopause, strategies for midlife women who want to know what the Bible says about menopause symptoms like stress, lack of confidence, anxiety, and depression. This 21-episode limited series will drop one per day starting Tuesday, April 23rd. Check out Christian Women and Menopause on Apple or wherever you listen to your podcasts.